Hi friends, how are you? This is Angie B, 11 from heaven through the gates of motherhood. How are you guys doing? It's been a while since we've spoken. It's been a while since we've talked, but I'm always thinking of things to talk about, relevant things, things that can encourage you, things that can get us to think, things that I think are current with what's going on today. And so I want to, let me just stop and say, I just hope that you guys are doing okay. We are in still some form of COVID, and I see that there is more normalcy now than I've seen in such a long time, and that's a good thing. But I just want to let everybody know, still be careful out there. If you're still wearing your mask and you don't feel super comfortable, that's okay. You can still wear your mask. I know that I still wear mine sometimes, depending on where I'm going and what I'm doing, but it's okay. But I want to talk today about something I've talked to a few friends, and I want to be intentional about this conversation. It's not to make anybody feel bad, and I hope that we can take from it. I've experienced it before, and I'm sure that you've experienced it before. Women have experienced it, teens and young adults and young girls and guys and people in general. So today I kind of want to talk about body shaming. I want to talk about body shaming. And from doing a little research, body shaming is pretty much when people talk about us, try to shame us for our body size, a particular body size. And it can be really, really bad. We can be harassed to the point that we don't want to go out. We can be harassed to the point that we don't want to even live. And again, I've experienced body shaming even as a child. As a child, I can remember really being body shamed and talked about how skinny that I was. I was really petite, small little thingy. And no matter where I went, the question was always, why are you so skinny? Why are you so small? You're so bony. That was the conversation for me, and it was targeted constantly every day from not only guys but young ladies, girls. And I always thought these girls were my friends. And sometimes you don't notice that when you're younger. You think that everyone is your friend, okay? And I talked to people about that today. We have to define friendship in a better way. But it was such a hurtful season, being small and going through even my earlier parts of high school and being told that I was skinny. And I think my first experience with body shaming was when I was approximately about maybe like, I would say maybe about 8 or 9. I was super slim, cocoa complexion, and my eyes. I have really wide eyes, and now everyone's trying to have the wide eye, you know, with the makeup, the mascara, and all these other things. Now people are dying to have these big wide eyes, but as a kid, I can remember just being talked about being skinny, and I can remember people saying that my eyes were buck. Now, buck is the complete opposite of wide eye, but in today, it's the same thing. But I was told that I was buck-eyed and pop-eyed and all these cruel things that I had to go through kindergarten and middle school and high school. And I think that all these different things, and mind you, these were some compliments. These were some things that were said from family members. And I think that we think it's not body shaming if it's someone that we know. But if it's someone that we don't know, we easily say, oh, this is body shaming. But let me tell you, if it's someone that you even know that tells you these things, that makes your spirit shut down, that makes you feel bad about yourself when you look in the mirror, is still considered to be body shaming. Okay, let's just say that first and foremost. And going through this season, feeling like I felt, and it developed such an insecurity within me that I felt that I was not beautiful. I felt that I was not pretty or pretty enough compared to the people that were around me, often being compared to people and family members when we went to different functions. And I think that I would run from going to a lot of family functions because I always felt that I was considered to be the skinny, ugly one in the group of family members. And it really affected me to where I did not want to even go or even show up. But I got into high school, and I think I went through so many other experiences of being body shamed that when I actually got into high school, the wanting and the attention and wanting to be pretty enough really, really, really caught up with me. And it really made me feel, you know, pretty trapped and pretty, you know, just bad. But I can actually remember, because sometimes if you're going through a situation or the body shaming experience, it not only makes you look at the way people are viewing you, but it also makes you see how you're viewing yourself. And I did that so much. I'd look in the mirror and just say that I'm ugly. And I was actually body shaming myself of thinking I'm ugly, I'm nothing, nobody wants me. And all of those things made, also those experiences made me start thinking that about myself. You can body shame yourself. And it stems from somewhere. It stems from stuff that people are saying. And I had to learn. I actually had to learn how to love myself. That however God created me was good enough. Now, I know again that today we have kids that are in school. And we have grown adults, again, who have dealt with body shaming to the point that we've had to push through to understand ourselves and to know that we are beautiful and we're good enough. And sometimes society likes to really slide it in different ways with different cultures, the way different cultures dress, the way different cultures are seen, the way that our hair, we're defined by our hair, especially women of color. We're defined by our hair, our body parts. And we've gone to the point where we have been such body shamed that sometimes we resorted to even surgeries, very dangerous surgeries, just to have the perfect this and the big this and increase this and deflate that, because we want to be viewed as being perfect. But if that's something that you have decided to do, just to make yourself feel more insecure, I don't want to make you think that I'm talking about you, because I'm not. But sometimes women we've went through unhealthy measures just to measure up to our guys, to our husbands, to our boyfriends, and vice versa. Sometimes men have resorted to different things because they've felt so ugly going through their years. We cannot let society make us think that we're not good enough. We cannot let people make us think that we are not pretty enough. Because my thought is, and if you're listening to me, we were created by God, and I don't believe that He makes mistakes when He creates us. We can go through different things. We can go through heartache, we can go through pain, but still He does not create mistakes. And if you're listening to me on today, I want you to know that you are beautiful. It would be great if we lived in a culture where, again, differences of hair and color and body parts and just the way that we are, it would be great if we were all accepted just for who God made us to be. It's gotten to the point where even on social media, there are a few wonderful people that I follow, and they inspire so many people every day. But even they had stories of being body shamed. People were talking about they were huge, they were this, they were that, they looked like cows and pigs and all these other different things, and I couldn't believe it. I said to myself, what kind of world are we truly living in that's full of vain and pompous people? And guess what? Those people are not going to go away. And that's why we have to decide that we will not allow people to body shame us. We will not allow ourselves to body shame ourselves. Now, I know health is a big part of body shame. And I was talking to a friend a few weeks ago, and we were talking about this thing about body shaming, and she was saying it would be really great if we focused on the health part of our bodies and not just saying, oh, I have to be the perfect this or the perfect that, or that we could just look at ourselves and say, I just want to be healthy. Can we do that? I just want to be healthy. And whatever the healthy meter is, it's different for everyone. We all have different genes. We all have different family DNA. But I think if we can get to the point and say, I just want to be healthy. I want to be able to make the right food choices. I want to be able to drink the water and take the vitamins and exercise and focus on myself to make sure that I'm the best that I can be and not anyone else. I think that if we can do that, focus on ourselves and focus on our health and making sure that that is the thing that we are striving for, not to be so superficially beautiful in front of so many people who don't matter. And guess what? Some of those beautiful, beautiful people that we are admiring, they may be beautiful on the outside, but let me tell you, I've met some beautiful people who've had the most ugliest personalities. They don't love people. They attack people verbally. And they're not beautiful people. They're nasty. And it's sad. But if we can focus on ourselves and making sure that our health is the best that it could possibly be, then that would be such an amazing thing. I'll tell you a quick story. If you have not gotten my book, 11 from Heaven Through the Gates of Motherhood, it not only talks about motherhood, it talks about how I got to be a mother. It talks about my childhood memories and what shaped me, how I was shaped in school and the things that I had to go through just to see myself as being worthy of life. And I can remember being in school as a teenager, and because I had received so much negative body shame and so much negative responses to myself, you know, I had to make sure that I wasn't being preyed upon. I can remember being preyed upon, and we have to be careful of that, ladies and young girls. We have to make sure that we are not so devastatingly insecure with ourselves that we open ourselves up to negative energy and people who are trying to use those things that we feel negative about, use us and take advantage of us. I can remember, again, being in school as a teen and there being a teacher, someone who I looked up to. He was a strong leadership figure, I would say, in my high school. And I can remember just, you know, again, being in my ROTC class and trying to be disciplined, being disciplined and trying to be a better version of myself and thinking that and wanting to be in this class so that I could have strength and feel strong. But I was in this class and there was a teacher. Again, we have to be so careful. He was a teacher and he was a person who was in a leadership position. And I can remember that I would watch him every day, and I would watch these young ladies go in and out of his office. and its office consisted of a lower level of a building of the school. In the back of the building, there were these bars, like bars that are in prison. And it had kind of a military look to it, I would say. But I can remember just standing back watching how this person, who was in a leadership position, how he would be inappropriate with these young ladies. And I will often see this every day, and I would think to myself, and you know, when you're young, you're not really thinking that this really is what we would clarify today as been sexual harassment, but these girls were actually being sexually harassed. And I can remember thinking to myself, this is inappropriate. But sometimes, I don't know, I mean, I don't know their story, but sometimes, like I said before, you can feel so invalid and so unworthy that you are open to receiving any type of attention, even if it's negative attention, from anyone. And I can remember the day that little by little, I would come to class and he reeked of smoke. And I can remember being called back to his office one particular day. And I proceeded to go back to his office, and there wasn't many people in the office. But as I went to the back of the office, I can remember him talking to me about the class and pretty close to my face. So close to my face that I could actually smell the cigarette on his breath. And he would start giving me compliments and saying all types of things. And I would just kind of look at him and say, oh, okay, thank you. But the compliments started being too frequent, whereas he would talk about little things and again complimenting me on how I was looking. And again, remember, I'm going through this broken season. But he started complimenting me and saying different things. And eventually he developed a nickname for me, and my nickname was Sexpot. Can you believe that? He started calling me Sexpot. And it didn't matter who was in the area of school, but if he spoke with me, he would whisper it under his breath. He'd whisper, Sexpot. Hey there, Sexpot. And I just felt a sense of uncomfortability. I was already wounded. And such discomfort from him calling me that spiraled my mind, and I was too scared to tell anyone, not even having enough knowledge or wisdom or even felt like I could trust anyone to tell them that. But every day that was my nickname, Sexpot. My body image of myself was shot. And this didn't help situation being called this. So if you are listening to my podcast, let me put the brakes on right now. And if you are in school, or you're a teenager, or you're a young adult, or you're a woman, you're in your place of business, and you are being called a sexpot, and you are being touched inappropriately, and you're not feeling already good about your body, and this is just adding to the confusion, please tell someone. Boy, this was hard for me. This was hard for me in school, coming every day and being called a sexpot. I can remember it like it was yesterday. And one particular day, I know we would always get called to come to school so that we could get, I think, more like a, where they check everything, and it was more like an inspection. I can remember being told to come to class the next day because we were to have some sort of special inspection. And I remember coming to school at 6 o'clock, 6:30 in the morning, and going down to the dungeon, which is what we would call it, going down to the dungeon in the dim hallway behind the bars, and going to the back where I saw my sergeant. And when I got to the back of the bar, and he called my name, and he said, Captain, because I was a captain at that point, and he called my name, and I went to the back. I couldn't wrap my finger around why there was no one there but me. So I proceeded to go to the back, and I looked and saw that there was no one in the facility but me. And when I proceeded to go to the back and saw that he was by himself, I had enough courage and enough common sense, because he saw me and he said, "Is that you, sex pot?" And I proceeded to turn around and walk out of the building, out of the dungeon. And I went to the upper level, ran up and went to the back of the building. And it was pretty early, so no one was really at the school yet. And I can remember today thinking and sharing that story with even my daughters and just thinking, wow. I was called sex pot, and that was very poor on my body image at that point, because I had already dealt with so many other things. And we have to be so careful out there. And moms, we have to be so careful and share these stories with our daughters and let them know that, yeah, there are people out there. There are people out there who try to build onto our body shaming and the negative feelings that we have about ourselves. They try to build on that to make us think the opposite, that you're beautiful, but then they want to take advantage of that. Because who knows what would have happened if I would have went to the back of the building, into the dungeon, into the cell. Who knows what would have happened, but that still small voice told me to turn around, and I did, and I ran. If we don't have these conversations with our young ladies on today, moms and dads, they will fall prey. They will fall prey to people that are in leadership positions, whether you, whether the leaders are teachers and doctors, lawyers, pastors, all these different people that will try to prey upon us as young women or young men at our weakest points, because they can see, people can see when we've gone through different situations, we don't feel good about ourselves. They can see, they can feel that. People who pray, they can feel those type of things. And so I'm just grateful that I was one of those lucky young ladies who turned around and ran, but never shared it until I got to be a mom. Didn't feel like I had anybody to talk to because I already felt bad about myself. But I had to use that. And the book was such a healing thing for me to be able to share these stories. I have so many stories that are in the book that I wanted to reflect back to as a mom and just say, okay, I want for women to be able to read the book and see how things kind of started for me and some of the stories that I experienced, so that maybe the mom and you can be brave enough to share these stories with your daughters and to share these stories and free yourself from the devastation of the body shaming and the way that you felt about yourself. And as we bring it up currently to today, moms who are having babies and being beautiful and birthing life, and we're filling our stomachs and bellies, and we're not snapping back to our pre-pregnancy bodies, and we're feeling like it's the end of the world. If we as women have been such beautifully blessed to have babies, to bring forth life, and we don't like the way that our body looks, that's our decision, and that's our responsibility to be in better health, to exercise, to do the different things that would help our bodies to get to our pre-pregnancy bodies, and that's our choice. We are not to be harassed to make it someone else's choice to look at us and to look down on us and to make us think that we're not beautiful anymore because we have those stretch marks. We have those, the body that's stretched out of a place. We have those cuts around our belly that comes from C-sections. We've lost our hair in menopause because we are going through menopause and we have begun to sag in different parts of our body. It's our decision as women to say, I want to exercise to make myself feel better or make myself look better. It's my choice. I'm not going to subject myself to having my baby, my boo, my husband, and all these other people, my girlfriends, make me feel like I'm ugly and make me feel bad about myself. It's my choice, and it's my responsibility to do it, number one, for myself. Now, let me say this. If you're married or if you're with a partner and you can decide to exercise together, that would be wonderful. But guys, if you have a wife or a partner or whoever, and her body's not the same as it was before pre-pregnancy, the encouraging thing to do would be to say something wonderful. And to maybe even decide and say, you know what, let's exercise together. We both can get in better shape. That would be the proper way to, you know, to just say, I care about your health. I care about how you feel about yourself. I care about, and I want to grow old with you. I want us both to be healthy. That's the proper way that I would say to do this. But to try to body shame women into losing the weight, and women to body shame your guy into having these six packs, it's not cool, people. It's not cool. Let's use some love on today. Let's use strength. And let's honestly care about one another. Let's not subject ourselves to ourselves and body shame ourselves and know that anything that we see in the mirror, we can work on. There is strength and there is love inside of us. So let's get disciplined. Let's use our discipline and let's create some discipline and let's be healthy. I'm just talking to myself on today. I'm talking to you guys, but I'm talking to myself. Life sometimes can be pretty hard sometimes, it seems like, for women. We go through all these different things as kids, teenagers, young ladies, having children, menopause. We go through all these different cycles. And sometimes they can subject us to depression and all the sadness that goes along with it. And people today can be cruel. But if I don't say anything else during this podcast, I want for you to remember to love on someone. Tell someone today that they're beautiful. When you walk into a room and you see someone walks into the room, be the woman, be that person, be that woman that says, you're beautiful. You look good on today. Be that person that walks into your job that says, girl, that dress looks amazing on you. Girl, those earrings are beautiful. Be that woman. We can be that woman. Because who knows what's going on in life when she leaves her job, when she goes and she's by herself. Who knows what that may look like? But if we can be proactive to other women and men, if we can be proactive to other men, and I know it's kind of hard when you're men because you're not used to complimenting other men, but if we can just say something wonderful and compliment someone on today, then I think that that would honestly help us to build one another up. And if you are someone who's listening to this podcast and you yourself are a body shamer, you love to pick on people and make them feel inferior because they're not the perfect 10, because they don't have the perfect hairline or the perfect hair draping down their backs, because they're not as small as what you think they should be, and shame on you. I think that you should take the time out to look at yourself and work on yourself. And not be the candidate that preys on women or that preys on people. That's not your job. Whew. This has been such a tough, tough subject. I was supposed to talk about this a few weeks ago, but I really had to channel in my thoughts and see what it is that I wanted to say that will help us to move forward in life. Remember that you're beautiful. You are beautiful with how God made you. And if by chance you don't feel that way, then I am telling you today, I wouldn't want you to body shame yourself into doing something so unhealthy. We have so many situations where we've subjected ourselves to bulimia. We've subjected ourselves to drugs and all types of things because we feel like we're not beautiful and we have no self-worth. I love you on today. So I'm going to get ready to sign out of this conversation, and I hope that you have gotten something from this conversation with Angie B. Beautiful. This is Angie B. Beautiful, 11 from heaven through the gates of motherhood. You have yourself a wonderful day, and I will talk to you soon. You can also go back to some of the other podcasts that I did, and if you want to leave a comment concerning this show or any other show that I've done, please do. So I'd love to hear what you guys want me to talk about and what you'd like for me to share This podcast is designed to be able to inspire women, and not only women, I have men that listen to. So many things that I like sharing about life, the love, marriage, children. I'm signing out. 11 from heaven through the gates of motherhood. And I will talk to you soon. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.